extra food from a wedding or office birthday party might end up in a dumpster and eventually the landfill, unless a hero swoops in. And because this is the 21st century, that hero is a new app for your phone. What Jennifer England calls the Uber of food recovery. She spends a lot of time on her phone.
Hi, Denise. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, bye.
England is the director of operations for 412 Food Rescue, a nonprofit in Pittsburgh. Their light, sunny offices are decorated with furniture made from wooden food pallets.
In the past year, we've rescued over 750,000 pounds of food, and that's a drop in the bucket.
England and her staff connect places like food distributors, which have, say, an extra crate of oranges, to shelters or other groups where people need food. It's mostly fresh food, and they have a refrigerated truck to make it happen. But sometimes good food falls through the cracks.
A tray of deli sandwiches that was made for a catering order by mistake, or a couple of pans of leftover restaurant food. And that's a really small amount to send a truck for. That's actually kind of wasteful.
And that's where Food Rescue Hero, the app, comes in. England says with it, a network of over 450 volunteers can be notified instantly when there's a perishable food donation.
Okay, so I just entered that there's a donation for pickup at Whole Foods, and now I'm going to create a match, basically telling the volunteer where the food is going.
Only one volunteer has to answer the push notification on their mobile device. Today, it's Shannon Baldridge. He's accepted this assignment, and the navigation on his phone guided him here to Whole Foods. Now he's searching for the garage door at the side of the store.
She said ring a doorbell, but I don't know.
Baldridge works from home in marketing and web design, so he's an ideal candidate for this mid-morning run.
Stuff on top is newer.
An employee pushes a cart stacked with six boxes up to Baldridge's hatchback.
You got some veggies and some mushrooms, some asparagus, strawberries.
It all looks good, so Baldridge slides the food into the back seat. He also rummages through a large bin of bags, literally trash bags, filled with day-old bagels and cookies, and grabs some of the fresher ones off the top. Now it's time to let the app know he's captured the donation and he's ready for the next leg of the trip. Volunteers can even take a selfie at this point, post it on Facebook, and let their friends know what they're up to and why.
It's amazing how much food gets wasted, right? Yeah.
An estimated 40% of food in the U.S. It ends up in landfills, producing methane gas and contributing to climate change.
Seeing that, and then you end up on the other side of it, people going hungry, it's crazy to think about, you know?
Baldridge is directed by the app to drive just 2 miles to a public housing complex in the Homewood neighborhood of Pittsburgh. It's a windy, snowy day, and someone who works at the facility comes out to the parking lot to help him unload.
I'll just bring it in.
Let me get the cart for you.
Okay. This is my favorite part.
This is your favorite part? Why?
Just, you know, mission accomplished. You know, make that connection.
Michelle Sandage with Pittsburgh's Housing Authority says the food will certainly not go to waste here or at their other sites. In the past, each month they would have at least 5 to 7 families who were without food. This year,
since 412 has entered into our lives, we have not had one call for emergency activity for food distribution because everybody really is well taken care of.
Back at 412 Food Rescue headquarters, Jennifer England is still on the phone. She says right now they're working through some snags with the app. It's helping with about half of their volunteer pickups. England says anyone in the Pittsburgh area can download the Food Rescue Hero app via iPhone or Android. No CAPE required.
The volunteers can expect at this point to get pinged maybe 5 times a day. Long term, it's going to be much more than that, though.
She says they're also planning to scale the whole thing up.
We're creating the technologies that can be deployed anywhere so that anybody can do this.
England says that's how they can make a bigger impact on food waste and hunger. And from where she's sitting, it feels like a miracle. There's more about the app and how to become a food waste hero without ever having to change in a phone booth, if you can even find one. That's at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. While you're there, sign up for our weekly newsletter, delivered to your inbox each Friday, or subscribe to our podcast so you'll never miss an episode.